My voice is leaving me.
Uh-oh. I have that problem all in and finishes. Could be worse.
Yeah, at least.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'd like to call over this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners of the Meridian Development Corporation. It's just a little after 7:30 on June 13th, 2018. Roll call. Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Byrd.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Commissioner Bassalone.
Here.
Council Lakey. Administrator Squires.
Here.
All right, you have a motion to confirm the agenda. Mr. Chair, I'll make that motion.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Vlasic and then a second by Commissioner Bassalone. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Then I was going to be a roll call. I was waiting for a roll call. There wasn't. There's no financials in it, so that's unanimous. That's approved as well. All right, on to the action and presentation items. Consideration of approval of the downtown sidewalk bid and corresponding resolution 18-024.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if you saw in your packet, we unfortunately did not receive a single bid for the sidewalk project. It's not necessarily completely unexpected given the timing that this did go out to bid. This was a concern I had. However, huddling with the city this week, I think we are going to try again in probably August to see if maybe we can push something, before fall. Because maybe the contractors will have a better idea of what their schedules are at that point, could fit us in. Otherwise, if not, we will go out to bid very early, late next winter, early next spring, to get ahead of this. So working with Chris Pope, the CDBG administrator, they really want us to try again in August just to show HUD that we are trying to expend the funds in this fiscal year, if at all possible. But again, some things may just be out of our control. My understanding in talking with other architects and contractors in the last week or so is that this is not unusual right now. And even if we had gotten bids, they may have been outside of our budget anyway. Everything is coming in around 40 to 50% higher than engineers' estimates. So this might be a blessing overall. Sorry for not better news. That's correct. Then there may be the opportunity to expand. If we are, as we'll talk a little bit later, we have been recommended to receive some CDBG dollars for this upcoming program year, and there may be a way to tie some of that in for efficiencies.
Is there a time at which we risk losing the funds?
At this point, I think, we can show that we're doing everything we can to expend the dollars. We completed the design in the time frame that we said. We went out to bid with the time frame we said. It really is out of our control at this point if we just don't get bids.
So do we need to do anything to table this for later or anything?
No, Mr. Chairman, we'll just bring it back when we're ready, hopefully in August.
Okay.
Yes, I asked Cameron if you could
Well, because it's a small project and nobody wants a bid on it or they want it late or bid on it and that kind of thing, is it possible to link it to another city project?
Mr. Chairman.
Make a larger project out of it?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, because it is HUD dollars and it's linked to that CDBG program, my understanding is no, you can't link it to something with just the city that is not linked to HUD. If we were to link two HUD projects, there's two CDBG projects together, then that's allowable. So that's the challenge.
That's also our hope, is that we'll have the additional dollars that we can add and make it a bigger project that may be more palatable with the other
city. Like a two-year project rather than a one-year project, is that what you're referring to?
We could, can we do it in all in 1 year with the new one?
We should. We need to from an efficiency and a cost-saving standpoint. The East 3rd Street project isn't large enough on a scale to warrant doing it in multiple phases. It would just cost more money to do it that way. Although it hasn't been granted quite yet either, so don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Hope.
All right, well, unless there's any further questions or discussion, we'll move on to the next item. The consideration of approval of addendum number one for 33 East Idaho Avenue, corresponding resolution 18-025.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. And also, as I go through it, let Cameron chime in if he has any additional comments or thoughts. You emailed out a previous version. We had the opportunity to sit down with council yesterday and go through the addendum. The one I gave you, the hard copy you have in front of you, shows some of the most recent changes in it. But I'll just start out with a brief update, and then again, Cameron may be able to chime in here particularly. We've had very good interest so far expressed in the RFP. The June 5th list that I have had 33 completed acknowledgement forms for those that expressed interest. Do we have a few more since then?
There were
38. So that's wonderful. The last one we put out, if you remember before, the economy was a little different and we got zero. So this is really great. We prepared this addendum one, knowing when we first issued the RFP that we do an addendum to include some technical information, but we've also received some questions. And so this addendum answers some of those questions and also provides some of that additional information. City Council approved the addendum yesterday. We wanted to put it in front of both boards and get your approval before we issue it. And I think our plan is to also present it at the pre-proposal conference. So let me walk you through it. Going into it in the first page, part of what we did, and we'll fill in the total number of pages once we get that all squared away. But we added the pre-proposal conference the ability to dial in. There's some folks that are outside the state that are interested, and so Cameron set up a line for them to be able to call in. Obviously, they won't be able to do the site visit part of it, but they can participate in the rest of it. And then part of the discussion we had with council yesterday was a desire on their part to notify property owners as council member Palmer described it, within a 5-minute walking distance of the property. We had a little bit of fun with the average walking speed of council member Palmer, but ultimately, as Ashley looked at this, there's kind of a standard. We're looking at about a quarter mile, and if you look at that, that includes things over that direction to like Eric Davis's property, and it goes over to Coal Valley School, so it takes in Carlton, so that's a pretty good net. And what we'll do is just notify those folks of the pre-proposal conference as property owners in the area, and they're more than welcome to come if they want. So that's just kind of putting out the additional word to individuals in the area, to the public.
Todd?
Yes?
Is that like a postcard mailing?
I think so. I think we're anticipating something very concise. We received just some general questions about the selection process and the timing and essentially the answer there is look at the RFP. Some of those that hadn't really perused it in detail were asking those kind of questions. The first more direct question was, what's the current intended zoning? And we referenced them to the attachments in the RFP, or the links in the RFP, but it's Old Town Zoning. We'll include a couple of pages from the comp plan and the zoning ordinance as an attachment. They asked about minimum and maximum height restrictions. Again, we refer them to those ordinances and the comprehensive plan for the city. We'll attach some of those in attachment one, and then attachment five has some kind of a summary of city requirements that Caleb put together. This is just kind of a general summary of here's what applicable zoning requirements are of a general nature for the property. And then question three was, can you provide a list of potential public and private partners? So what we did there was that you can see the list internally. We wanted to provide that list of potential public partners, but also clarify this list doesn't mean that anybody's committed to doing anything. Here's a list of potential public partners. You can reach out to them if you want, but we're not saying that they've committed or anything to that effect. And then we included a couple of kind of, I guess you'd call them more private nonprofits like BVEP, Treasure Valley Children's Theater, Main Street Market. We didn't want to get into a list of private property owners. That, I think, is potentially problematic if you're including private property owners in something that they haven't consented to, and you don't know if you're going to miss somebody. And really an experienced developer knows who they want to talk to and can figure that out and establish their own private partnerships for the project. So that's the answer to question three. Question four, could you provide a list of other city-owned properties in the area? And we started with, in your original mailing, there was an extensive list of, okay, here's all the city properties in the area. The council really wanted to focus it down. And in my handout to you, there's a list of four. Attachment two, I believe. And those include the East City Hall parking lot, the West Meridian Road City Hall parking lot, the Bower Street Old Parks and Rec facility, and the community center. And I anticipate maybe we'll put a little more into this attachment than just the list, maybe a picture or a location, you know, those kind of things. But again, also with the caveat that city hasn't made any commitments on these things. The only thing you're required to respond to for the RFP is Old City Hall. So you have the ability to include these in your creative process. We'll take a look at that, but there's been no commitment, and that would require a separate approval from the city. But it kind of lets them know, okay, we can include other properties and be creative about this, but it's not required, and there'll be separate approvals if they do. And on page four, just a general description of some of the projects of public record in the area, the 2.5 Street, and kind of what's going on in Main and Broadway, the UP property, but very general, just to say here's kind of some of the things that are going on, but again, they can do their own due diligence on it if they want to include any of these. Then some of the additional attachments. Attachment three is will be a preliminary title report. I think that was emailed, but it's not in my attachment. But we pulled a preliminary title report. It looks pretty clean. There's not much to it. Then also the as-built drawings for the Old City Hall. And then, as I mentioned, attachment five is applicable city requirements, that kind of summary list that Caleb put together. That's the addendum, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or let Cameron chime in if you have anything else to add.
I think it's really well done. I appreciate the effort that you made to get it put together on the fly. It's a good job. Anybody have any questions?
Yes, the resolution's in the packet.
In the listing of projects in the public record, we list the Pine and Meridian Northeast Corner that has come in for a pre-app. Also, Eric Davis property come in for a pre-app.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Barrett, at this point, as far as I'm aware, they have not come in for a formal pre-app. It's only just been informal conversations. I think it's just been informal conversations. I think they're in the process of finalizing an agreement with the potential owner occupied building and are ready to come in fairly quickly, though. I think we'll see that in the next couple of months for sure.
Mr. Chair, just follow up. On the list that is included, can we make sure that those property owners have been notified that they are owners?
Chairman, this is Resolution 18-025, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving Addendum 1 to the request for proposals for the old Meridian City Hall 2018 project, authorizing execution of the Addendum 1 by the Administrator or Chairman, Vice Chairman, or Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the addendum, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the addendum, and providing an effective date.
Recommendation that we approve resolution number 18-025 and this is read in by council.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Vlasic and second by Commissioner Bassanone. Is there any further discussion?
Just a quick compliment to Todd and the committee for all the work they're doing on this. It's fantastic.
Great. We have good people.
Good team effort.
Part of the conversation too included Ventures Lab and whether it was something to include on the potential partner list. But in lieu of that, it was to notify all the businesses in that area of the June 18th meeting. So
be a resource if they all know. All right, on to the consideration of approval of the proposed farmers market banner designs. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Colin Moss with the Meridian Parks and Recreation Department, and I'm here to put before you the new Meridian Main Street Market banner that we are proposing, that hopefully is in your packet. And so we have the old Meridian Youth Farmers Market banners that we already put up, and that was a bit of an accident on our part, but we're hoping to get these new ones up very soon to recognize the new Meridian Main Street Market. We are full speed ahead with all the planning to start the market here on June 23rd. So I would just stand for any comments or questions about the new proposed design.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, if I may, just to remind this board, we are the ones who have set the branding standards for downtown. And so anytime there are the use of the branding standards for the banners or for any other signage, this board has the final approval of that. So just wanted to remind you of your responsibility in implementing the branding.
My personal opinion is that it's kind of a neat mix of traditional and contemporary. You know, you can look at it and go, what is it? Oh, okay, I got what it is. You know, I think it'll be appealing to a lot of different people.
My question is, what is the symbolism of the hole in the carrot?
This is the top and the bottom are a bit cut off, but this was the final logo for the Meridian Main Street Market that we had come up with. And so the intent, what we really liked about this logo is that the carrot has it's a Google pin is what it's also representing. And so the icon here in the center, the carrot, in the future will be identifiable on its own and representative of the market. And so that's why, you know, when we were originally thinking about the banners, you know, and we finished this logo design, we thought, boy, that's going to work really well just on the shape of the banners themselves. But then as we looked at the banners and the branding standards, you know, of course, we have to have the name of the market down, or the name of the logo, or the event down here at the bottom to match all the rest. And so putting the logo up here and then the name again down here didn't really work. It fit much better to have just the icon on there to fit the other ones. You know, the Dairy Days is just a cow, and the Trunk or Treat is just a little ghost. And so it's the simplicity of just the carrot icon seemed to fit much better with the rest of the event banners that are already produced.
I'm just old and dumb, that's all. I mean, but that's fantastic. That's a great leverage of the two.
Thank you.
So what are we looking at for timing to get these made and installed?
So I don't have a specific time frame. We're waiting for approval from this board. But ArcTech, who's putting these together, has told me that, you know, once we get approval, they should be able to get them done within a couple weeks. And so we're really hoping to be able to get them complete either right before the first market next Saturday or shortly thereafter. So we would have them, you know, up around downtown for the majority of the season this year.
Mr. Chair, I move we approve the design, the proposed design for the Meridian Main Street Market.
Second.
Then you can go to ArcTech and get it going.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So a motion by Commissioner DeBeard and second.
Yeah, we have some money in the parks budget this year. There was some money in the parks budget this year for banner replacements, and so that's what we're using to buy these new ones.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any further discussion?
I'll double proof that.
Can we do a voice vote?
I don't think we're expending funds.
Yeah. So all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, last week we had actually a pretty exciting week. We had 2 days of filming for the downtown video and the vignettes. Diane, do you want to talk about the video portion of it?
Sure. We started at 7 in the morning and we had about 30 to 35 volunteers throughout the day. And
for Holland's Gold.
Holland's Gold. Mm-hmm. Yes. Rick was in the video because he was volunteering. No, it was great. So I thought they did a really good job. They were very specific about if we used an extra in one shot, we can use them in another. And so that was why we needed such a large number, especially because I chose a variety of demographics for the video. And so they just wanted to make sure that it was forever changing. And no, it was really great. One of our families brought kids that were willing to get in the water in the plaza, even though it was a little bit chillier that morning, because there were some really pretty little girls that had bowls that were not going to get anywhere near the rest. So they got to sit on the sidewalk with sidewalk chalk. There were about three little kids that were just doing circles.
Commissioner Bevan went above and beyond in terms of securing talent. She was phenomenal as a committee and a board member, so I think we owe her a big round of applause for her hard work, and a big thank you to Commissioner Ritter for not necessarily wanting to be a part of the video, but being a true champ and helping us out in our time of need. Thursday, we filmed the vignettes on the third floor of Zenify Nathan's building with the mother-daughter co-owners of Deja Brew. We had Nathan, who was acting as the moderator. We had Nick Grove, who has a number of hats. He, you know, obviously is the program director for Unbound. He is the president of the DBA, but he's also a resident of downtown Meridian, too. So he was able to give a number of perspectives. And then former Commissioner Kelly Zamso, who was able to, you know, give her her perspective as a former commissioner, but also as a key stakeholder in our downtown. I think the board is going to be really pleased. I'm very, very excited. We think we're going to receive some initial cuts probably by the end of this month, and obviously we'll work through the PR committee before we make formal presentations to the board, but I think the board's going to be very proud of the work that's been accomplished. So thank you to everybody who's played a big role in this. This is a big deal for MDC. Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. In your packet are two email notices that I received. As you may recall, we submitted two community development block grant applications to the city in late April. Knowing that the city has about $330,000 this upcoming program year, I knew there was no way that both projects would be selected. The first project that we proposed was the East 3rd Street right-of-way improvements. These are the improvements that are needed with the ProBuild consolidation of their operations. And the overall project is about $330,000 based on engineering estimates, and we applied for $180,000. And as you can see, this is recommended for approval to the City Council. There will be presentations made in July to the Council, and then they will have the final say. So We are not guaranteed these dollars at this point in time, but we're being recommended for approval. So everybody keep your fingers crossed for us. The second project that we applied for was the right-of-way improvements on South Broadway in front of the Union Pacific property between Main and East 3rd. Again, I knew that it was highly unlikely we would be recommended for both projects just due to the amount of money that we were asking for each. And this one was recommended for denial. However, Chris Pope, the CDBG administrator, did say that he thought this would be a program year 2020 project. So, you know, we got some really good feedback. We have some good support from committee members, and so we'll see how this plays out at City Council. But I think $180,000 would be huge for us to be able to accomplish that East 3rd project in so many ways. Again, it helps with the ProBuild project. It helps hopefully allow for our development of the Union Pacific property, which allows for parking for maybe, you know, some of the properties on the block with Main and Broadway. So it all kind of works together in a cohesive way. So I'm very optimistic that we're going to be able to make this project move forward next year. Mr. Chairman, I did not receive an update from Brighton Corporation. However, I did speak with Eric Davis, and I know that Council Lakey has as well over the last month or so. They are working Eric is working with one of the property owners at 10 Mile, and I know they're going to be coming forth with a potential owner participation agreement for a portion that's not a part of the Brighton Corporation development. So sounds like they want to talk to us fairly soon, Todd.
That's good.
Yeah.
I did send of a form OPA participation agreement to Ryan Armbruster. So they've had that for a couple of months and kind of know how we work. We'll see what they come back with.
Board members, on the last page of your packet are the upcoming committee meetings. As we talked about a little bit earlier in the meeting, we have the Old City Hall pre-proposal meeting on Monday of next week. Also on that same day, we have the mural dedication for the mill. I've received RSVPs from the mayor and Commissioner Bassalon, but it would be great to have additional board members to be there, if at all possible, at 5 p.m. in front of the mill. We have our committee meetings for Property Committee and Downtown Parking. For Property Committee, we are going to have two guests with us. First, we're going to have Rob Lumsden from Flatbread, who is wanting to talk to us about a new concept he has in mind for his location. And we're going to have the Children's Museum in front of us as well to discuss facade improvement.
The other one that's not on here that we should probably mention again, the opening of the market, Main Street Market.
Yes.
The 23rd.
June 23rd, yes, is the opening of the Meridian Main Street Market.
It's not a meeting, but
I will make sure I put those on.
Yeah, just a reminder for board members, just a preview showing for board members of the Children's Museum on the 22nd from 11 to 5 any time during that time frame prior to the Dairy Days Parade. Anybody who can make it?
Thank you. Council's report.
Mr. Chairman, I know we talked a little bit about this before the meeting began, but I want to just put it on the record that we have two commissioners who have received fairly large, significant awards. First, Commissioner Ritter was just one of the awardees for the Icon Award for the Idaho Business Review. The event will happen in August, but this is the first annual, I guess, event of this particular award, and he is going to be showcased with a lot of big community leaders, so this is a very, very big deal. So congratulations, Commissioner Ritter. And Commissioner Mueller last evening was awarded one of the Accomplished Under 40 at the Idaho Business Review annual event as well, too.
Congratulations.